We'll say we appreciate being here. Appreciate what we've already heard and what we felt. Really do. Just appreciate your mind and the Lord. There's I know our studies in Hebrews, but I'm not going to do anything in Hebrews this morning. There's don't know that I'll do anything, just to be honest with you. But if I we're going to read some out of the book of Nahum, first chapter. And before I do that, we're going to read some out of the book of Genesis, fourth chapter. Then we'll come to Nahum. Fourth chapter, book of Genesis. I'm going to start with it's a very familiar scripture, but I'm going to start with the ninth verse. Said, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. I'm going to read you some out of the book of Nahum, first chapter. The the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down. When he shall pass through, though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown. Out of the house of thy gods will I cut off the graven image and the molten image, and I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feast, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. That's reading. I don't know altogether what you might think about that this morning, but just to be honest with you, there's no need in us getting into Hebrews and in that of the lesson, as far as the lesson of the Sunday school today, but at this scripture, both these scriptures, quite frankly, have seemingly, it's what I've got. It's all I've got anyway, and there's no need in me trying to make something different out of it. Just to be honest with you, this is what I have, and I'm just gonna mind the Lord. I don't know altogether what you might say or think or even think about it. But the Bible says in the book of Genesis, and there it began to talk, in a very familiar scripture, when it talked about Cain and and Abel. And we know that the Bible says here that Cain rose up and he slew his brother Abel. And then that of Abel's blood cried out, and the Lord heard it. Lord, now the blood of Abel. And there were some things. And the Bible says here, he said unto Cain, and this is what he said unto Cain. He said, and now, he says, thou art cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. Now think about that. It did not say that it would not yield. It said it would not yield her strength. There's a lot of folks, my friend, in that condition. That, brethren, they're getting blessed. They're just not getting fully blessed. They're just not getting 100%, as it's already been said this morning. And brethren, you can get 100% that from God. You most certainly can. There's nothing in this world that brother will bring that of the 100% except obedience. And brethren, doing that God had you to do. Now you bear that with us for just a minute. He said it would not yield. I want to God that people would find out that, my friend, what it took, my friend, to yield the strength of God. My friend, he's not. My friend, he's not one to hold back. My friend, he's one to yield. My friend, is he not? Glory, hallelujah. Think about it. My friend, brethren, the Bible said it would not yield. My friend, her strength unto thee. My friend, he said, a fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. My friend, brethren, you'll be nothing. My friend, brethren, you'll be a wanderer. My friend, a wandering in the wilderness. Oh, yes, you will. I'm going to take my time. You bear with me. My friend, I can't help these things. My friend, brethren, that came. My friend, slew his brother Abel. My friend, brethren, that the Lord, my friend, was displeased with. He most certainly was. My friend, is displeased with Cain. Yes, he was. My friend, he didn't have respect unto his offering. He said unto Cain or his offering. My friend, but he had respect unto Abel. My friend, and his offering. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. My friend, I would to God people would find out where the blessing is. Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, you know God's worthy of all praise. And I thought about my, as he made mention this morning, I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, it's about like the nine of the ten that were cleansed. My friend, there's one that come back and give you. Yes, sir. My friend, there's one that come back and give him thanks. Did he not? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cain didn't worry too much about. My friend, his brother, he asked him, the Lord asked him. I said, where's your brother Abel? My friend, he said, what? He said, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, sir. The truth of it is, we're not our brother's keeper. My friend, but we're our brother's brother. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Glory. Glory. My
God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, now, friend, I would to God. Hey, now, friend, that we could just get to the place. Hey, now, friend, to where the Lord would bless. Hey, now, friend, and He will. Folks, He most certainly will. Hey, now, friend, Cain come to the place. Hey, now, friend, he said, a fugitive and a vagabond. Shall I be? My friend, and he said, my punishment is greater than I can bear. My friend, brethren, he knew. He knew that God wasn't pleased with him. My friend, and I want you to realize there's no greater punishment, my friend, than for folks to know that God's not pleased with them. My friend, there's a lot of people. My friend said, well, preacher, my friend, who? My friend, we'll get it figured out. My friend, sometime, or I'm my plan. My friend, is to do this and this. My friend, brother, you can't. My friend, plan without the Lord. My friend, you better let Him be in your plan. Yes, you have. My friend, he said, that of Cain, he said, they will kill me. My friend, brother, he knows what he had done. My friend, he knows, thank God, he wasn't going to have an easy trail. My friend, and the Lord said, not so. My friend, do you know why? My friend, because the punishment of Cain. My friend, God wanted him to know what it was. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. My friend, there are a lot of people today. My friend, wanting to just go on. My friend, and get out of this world. My friend, but brethren, God got something else in store for you. My friend, or you'd be gone. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I can't help it this morning. You just bear with me. My friend, I would to God. I would to God. My friend, that we'd see the picture of Cain. My friend, brethren, it wouldn't. My friend, it wasn't easy. My friend, and the Lord made sure. My friend, that it wasn't easy for him. No, sir. No, sir. What do you mean, preacher? My friend, God's a good God. My friend, yes, He is. He's a loving God. My friend, but brethren, the wicked not going to stand before Him. My friend, no, sir, they're not going to have the opportunity. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, the wicked going to be cut off. My friend, the Bible says, and that without remedy. My friend, there is no remedy. My friend, you say, preacher, there's opportunity as long as there's breath. My friend, I'll tell you something. My friend, we say that. My friend, but brethren, I do think sometimes that a man can go across the bound. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, preacher, I don't know about that. My friend, brethren, it said over in the book of Nahum, he said he rebuked the sea. My friend, and it dried up. My friend, did it not? My friend, now hear me. My friend, God, God will deal with souls. My friend, I believe He'll give them an opportunity. My friend, but brethren, the choice is yours. My friend, and the choice is mine. brethren, and I'll tell you, if we don't take that and make the right choice, our friend, who's to say, our friend, that we ain't sealed our destination? Our friend, you say, preachers, you can't preach that. Our friend, well, just go with me for just a minute. Our friend, brother, the Bible said, for this reason, talking about Judas, our friend, for this reason was this man born. Our friend, was it not? Our friend, I'm not telling you you're predestinated. Our friend, to go to heaven or hell, I believe you got a choice. Our friend, yes, sir, Ray, I believe everybody's got a choice. Our friend, but brother, sometimes that choice is made. Our friend, by you. Our friend, and God operates off the choice. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Our friend, brethren, our friend has always had a plan for the wicked also. Did you know that? Our friend, who was hell prepared for? Our friend, the writer said, the devil and his angels. Our friend, yes, sir, you'll go as an intruder. Our friend, but the fact of it is, you'll go up on your choice. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I'm sorry, it's out of kilter, but I ain't gonna worry too much about it. Our friend, this morning, lady. Our friend, yes. Our friend, how you think about it. Our friend, the wicked thinks they flourishing just like a green bay tree. Our friend, they think they ain't anything out here to stop them. Our friend, and they're running rampant. Our friend, what did it say over in the day? In the book of Psalms, our friend, it said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Our friend, why, preacher? Because they don't know. Our friend, they don't know they're abrupt in. No, they don't. Our friend, brethren, people do wickedly. Our friend, people do wrong. Our friend, they'll wipe their mouth and say they've done no wrong. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Our friend, we're living in a society like that. Our friend, yes, sir. Our friend, we're living in a society. Our friend, that don't give no thought. Our friend, about what eternity's going to be. Our friend, but brethren, it's going to be something for them that they went. Our friend, going to be able to make it. How'd you know that? Yes, sir. Our friend, you say, preacher. Our friend, why are you preaching like that? Our friend, I'm going to give you what I got. Our friend, you just bear with me. Yes. Glory, hallelujah. Our friend, Cain. Our friend, yes, Cain. Brethren, he had children. Our friend, and process of time went on. Our friend, but listen to me. Our brethren, for just a minute. Our friend, had sin not entered the picture. Our friend, Cain might not have had. Our friend, might not have done what he did. Our friend, but brethren, sin was already in the picture. It most certainly was. Our friend, brethren, because of that which Adam and Eve had done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our friend, I'll tell you, I draw back a little bit. Our friend, this morning, seeing how the service was going. Our friend, I wasn't going to say nothing. Our friend, not so ready. I'll tell you. Our friend, I'll just tell you. Our friend, God's good to us. Our friend, he most certainly is. Yes, he is. Our friend, the writer said. Our friend, over in the New Testament. Our friend, talking about the Lamb. my friend, talking about the sacrifice. My friend, it said that it spoke better things than that of the blood of Abel. Yeah. My friend, I wonder sometimes. My friend, brother, the Bible says here, my friend, that the blood of Abel cried out. My friend, yes, it did. It don't tell you what it cried. My friend, but it cried out. My friend, have you ever thought about what the blood of Abel said? My friend, my friend, because Jesus' blood spake better things. My friend, than that of Abel. Glory! Glory! My friend, brethren, it showed. My friend, it did. It showed. My friend, brethren, some things. It cried some things. My friend, I'm fully persuaded. My friend, that what them things are, I can't tell you. My friend, you're going to have to figure it out. Between you and the Lord. My friend, but I want you to realize that Cain knows. My friend, that his punishment was too great. My friend, greater than he could bear. My friend, these folks living in that situation today. My friend, they most certainly are. Yes, sir, I believe these people, my friend, that's turned their back on the Lord. My friend, yes, sir, and they're living a miserable life. My friend, now I'll tell you something. My friend, I believe one of the most miserable places to be. My friend, is knowing to do good and not do it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, are knowing you're supposed to have done something. My friend, it might be just as simple. My friend, is having to testify on when you went to church. My friend, and you didn't do it. My friend, brother, there's some opportunities you don't get back. My friend, did you know that? My friend, it's been years ago, I'll tell this. My friend, brother, because I ain't never forgot it. My friend, brother David Baker, was helping in a revival up in at Harmony Grove. My friend, and he preached a wonderful message. My friend, at the end of the service, like they normally do. My friend, they asked if anybody have anything to say. My friend, and it wasn't a whole lot that I had to say. I didn't think. My friend, it's a whole lot. I really didn't think it 50 occasions. My friend, so I stood there and didn't say a word. My friend, one got up and testified, and it was still on. You need to say something. My friend, you say, preacher, that's just a simple thing. Might have been. My friend, might have been to you. My friend, but I stood there that night and I did not. My friend, brother, and people just testifying all here and there. My friend, I didn't say a word. I just gummed up. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I thought, well, I'll just tell him. My friend, you know what? I ain't told him to this day. My friend, you know why? Because the Lord wouldn't let me. My friend, I didn't speak when I was supposed to. My friend, you know what I did do? I believe that was on a Tuesday night. My friend, I got an opportunity to go back on Thursday night. My friend, the Lord didn't give me nothing to say. My friend, but this is what I done. My friend, I got up and on Thursday night and I apologized to him. My friend, I said, you might not know, but thank God I ain't had much sleep. My friend, preacher, that's just one little thing. My friend, him that knows to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. My friend, preacher, that wasn't sin. Well, you go talk to the Lord about that. My friend, brother, it sure did feel like it to me. Yes, sir, for a couple of days. My friend, but I did. I apologized. I said I was supposed to get up and said something. I didn't do it. I, friend, might not mean much. Hadn't I, friend, but brother, the Lord evidently had something he wanted to say. Hadn't I, friend, I seen revival break out one night. Hadn't I, friend, there's a man sitting on the front. Hadn't I, friend, well, hadn't I, friend, let me rephrase that. Hadn't I, friend, I was sitting on the front bank. Hadn't I, friend, the preacher preached his heart out. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir, and I felt deep in my heart somebody ought to go. Hadn't I, friend, the Lord impressed me, said, you go. Hadn't I, friend, I thought, well, I ain't going to do that. Hadn't I, friend, what's everybody going to think? Hadn't I, friend, y'all ain't never done that, have you? Hadn't I, friend, hear me? Hadn't I, friend, brother, they sung another verse and it just got stronger. Hadn't I, friend, brother, and I hit that over. Hadn't I, friend, I did, and I got to praying. I went, for as I know, I didn't have no problem. Hadn't I, friend, but brother, there's somebody had a problem. Hadn't I, friend, and thank God I win. Brother, and I got up, there's people everywhere. Hadn't I, friend, I don't know how many were saved that night, but they were several. Yes, sir, and the first one that come down, I didn't know who. Hadn't I, friend, said, if Randy hadn't went down, I never would have been. I moved. You don't know what God's working on. I know you don't. Hadn't I, friend, so it behooves us. Hadn't I, friend, to move when the Lord says move. Yes, it does. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. Hadn't I, friend, I know we got a form. Hadn't I, friend, and sometimes our forms work pretty good. Hadn't I, friend, but sometimes you might well throw the form away. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, let the Lord have his way. Hadn't I, friend, I done. Thank God I done got too far. I ain't turning around. I just say, preacher, we ain't had this and that. I can't help it. Hadn't I, friend, brethren. I know, sir. I know, sir. Hadn't I, friend, you get in a position. Hadn't I, friend, you know nail. Brethren, I don't know. All together, my friend, but the children of Israel. Hadn't I, friend, was in a pretty foul spot. Hadn't I, friend, the Lord had done got after him. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, and he told them. Hadn't I, friend, nail. Nail. Hadn't I, friend, did you know? Hadn't I, friend, it says here, if I can read. Read it right quick. Hadn't I, friend, these two things. Those two things, thank God. Hadn't I, friend, that bothers me. Hadn't I, friend, you know that. Those two things that bothers me. Hadn't I, friend, I wonder how many things bother the Lord. Hadn't I, friend. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. How glory. Hallelujah. Hadn't I, friend, it's about like owning a ship. Hadn't I, friend, and all you ever do is just let it sit in the harbor. Glory. Hallelujah. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mike, I'm going to tell you something. Hadn't I, friend, you're a learning choir director. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir, you are. Hadn't I, friend, but thank God you've been around some. Hadn't I, friend, that knows a little bit about choir director. Hadn't I, friend, I appreciate your steadfastness. Hadn't I, friend, and your honesty. Hadn't I, friend, and your willingness just to move and sing. It don't matter what it sounds like. Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Hadn't I, friend, I thought. Hadn't I, friend, I thought a lot of times. The Bible says here in the book of Nahum, it said it has, he has his way in the whirlwind. Hadn't I, my friend, now he had his way. What did Danny say this morning? My friend, Brother J. O. Jarrett had a good theory. My friend, he said, if you got an opinion what the scripture says, my friend, and what it's talking about, he said, this is a good way to tell. My friend, he said, you get to reading over here and said it's good, and then you pull over here and you read it and it backs up what you just read. My friend, then you pull over here and it backs up just what you read. And said, then you just keep reading, and after a while you run across something that don't back all them up. He said, do away with that. Yes, sir. My friend, he said, you get to reading in that book, and then back up, all the way through. He said, you out bank on it. I thank God the Word of God was saying. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tried to use that. My friend, I have. My friend, yes, sir. Not what I think, Mike. My friend, I'd read scripture, I'd hear people preach. My friend, and a lot of times, my friend, I'd get to reading after they preached. And I'd get home, or maybe next day or two, I'd get to reading. My friend, it just didn't fit. My friend, it just didn't fit the puzzle. My friend, have you ever had one of them old big puzzles? My friend, it had them old 1,000, 1,500 pieces. My friend, yes, sir, and them old pieces get small. My friend, you get up there and you just try your best to make that piece fit. It looks right. It almost do it. And if you'll just twist it just a little. But when you do, there's just a little bitty gap. My friend, why? Because that piece don't fit there. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, yes, sir, I get questioned a lot. My friend, preacher, you don't believe this right here. My friend, I tell them, I say, well, you're talking, what do I believe? Glory, hallelujah. My friend, it's a funny thing to me. Everybody knows what I believe better than I do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, but I can tell you something, folks. I don't know where all of it's coming from. I ain't too worried about it. My friend, just to be honest with you. My friend, so far all the pieces of the puzzle fit. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, and I ain't had to carve any of them either. My friend, I ain't had to hammer on them. My friend, did you know when they got down there and built that temple? My friend, my friend, brother, they wasn't no sound of hammer or saw either one. I know, sir, in that temple. It prepared already. Thank God. Can I tell you something? My friend, God ain't gonna beat you in the place. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, I know what they're talking about. My friend, they sang the song, "He's Still Working on Me." My friend, I know what they're talking about. My friend, but thank God, there's a lot of work he done on me. My friend, brother, he didn't have to record me. My friend, when I got born again, no, sir, there's a place for me. Did you know that? Yes, sir, that ain't all, folks. My friend, the Bible says over there, my friend, he that overcometh, my friend, he said, I'll give unto him, my friend, a little white stone. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, and in that stone, a name, my friend, which no man knows except he that giveth and he that receiveth it. My friend, boy, he don't just call me boy. Glory, hallelujah. My friend. Haven't I, friend? Thank God I got a name. Ain't you? Haven't I, friend? Ain't you? Preacher, I don't know what my name is. Haven't I, friend? You know when the Lord speaks to you, don't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Haven't I, friend? I'll get around to rest that in a minute. Haven't I, friend? He has his way in the whirlwind. Haven't I, friend? He has his way in the storm. Haven't I, friend? Yes. And it also said, and the clouds are but the dust of his feet. Haven't I, friend? Yeah. Haven't I, friend? That day. That's back in the day of Nathan. Haven't I, friend? Let me ask you something. Haven't I, friend? What are the clouds today? Haven't I, friend? Hallelujah. Haven't I, friend? Yes. Haven't I, friend? You can believe what you want to. Haven't I, friend? I was looking at a cloud. Haven't I, friend? I was looking at a cloud. Haven't I, friend? Now, I don't know about you, but I like them. Haven't I, friend? Preacher, I like them good ones. Haven't I, friend? They are but the dust of his feet. Haven't I, friend? Ain't that what he said? Haven't I, friend? They are but the dust of his feet. Haven't I, friend? Hear me. Hear me. I like them old. I guess they call them cumulus. Haven't I, friend? And I like to get in a place where I can see them. Haven't I, friend? Because sometimes you can watch them things. Haven't I, friend? And the old blue sky behind them. And the outline. And brother, how pretty and white they are. And fluffy. Haven't I, friend? But brother, them things are changed for me. Did you know that? Haven't I, brother? And they'll just get to moving. I ain't talking about moving one place to another. Moving within themselves. Haven't I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I begin to think. Haven't I, friend? It didn't say it was a mean cloud. Haven't I, friend? Was the dust of his feet. It just said the clouds are but the dust of his feet. Haven't I, friend? And I thought, what a picture. Haven't I, friend? What a picture. What? Preacher, you're just too simple, it might be. Haven't I, friend? But I'll tell you, it don't take a whole lot. How to satisfy me. Haven't I, friend? But that old crowd got to moving. Just like I was talking. Haven't I, friend? And yes, they get to boiling. Haven't I, friend? And them old forms just got to change. Haven't I, friend? The Lord said, that's just like the Spirit. Y'all all been in a meeting where it got thick, didn't it? Yes, sir. Where it just got thick. Haven't I, friend? You could just feel. Haven't I, friend? And see. Haven't I, friend? The presence of God. Haven't I, friend? But the clouds are but the dust of his feet. Haven't I, friend? And he has his way in the storm and in the whirlwind. Haven't I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It said the mountains quake at him and the hills melt. Haven't I, friend? And he said the earth is burned at his presence. Haven't I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Haven't I, friend? There's a lot of folks. Haven't I, friend? Waiting on the burning. Did you know that? Yes, they are. Haven't I, friend? I think it's the book of Malachi. Haven't I, friend? Might be the book of Micah. Haven't I, friend? He talked about them. Haven't I, friend? He said that day. Shall come that shall burn as another. Haven't I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And them boys wasn't talking about the end. Haven't I, friend? The end that we think about most of the time. Haven't I, friend? And I can prove it to you. Haven't I, friend? By the word of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Haven't I, friend? Brethren, I don't know whether you've ever been around the Lord very much or not. Haven't I, friend? But I can tell you the scripture says, friend, that God is a consuming fire. Ain't I, friend, is he not? Ain't I, friend, yes, sir. I don't know about all this. Ain't I, friend, being fireproof and all that. Ain't I, friend, I heard a man say the other day, is wired for fire. Well, that's a good slang, I guess. A good slogan. Ain't I, friend, that I ain't gonna worry about. I know, sir, you. I friend, one writer said the only fire I ever feel is burning in my heart. Yeah. I friend, songwriter, yeah. Yes, sir, wrote a song. I friend, it says over in the book of Isaiah. I friend, or Ezekiel 1, I believe it's Isaiah, the 33rd chapter. If it ain't, it's Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. I friend, but I believe it's Isaiah. Spend in the everlasting burnings. My friend, yes, sir, and who among us, my friend, shall be in the everlasting fire. My friend, yes, sir. I don't know about folks sometimes. My friend, I'm mad about asking questions. I've always asked questions. I've done that ever since I've read the Bible. My friend, I ask questions. Well, preacher, who do you ask? Well, I don't ask Joe. My friend, I don't ask Bill either. You know what I figure I'll get? My friend, if I ask Joe and Bill, I'm going to get Joe and Bill's opinion. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The reason it takes me so long, I might be a little slow with this. My friend, it takes me months sometimes. My friend, it takes me years on some things. My friend, it most certainly does. But listen, listen, when I get my answer, Mike, my friend, thank God, I stand by. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm satisfied, folks. I'm satisfied. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, I'll read you that verse here in a minute. My friend, I'll just find it for you. My friend, but listen to me. My friend, I've always been like this. My friend, brother, the word of God will stand. My friend, it don't need no props. My friend, it don't need no adjectives, adverbs, ad libs, or anything else. My friend, it is the word of God. My friend, and brethren, if you'll let it, my friend, it will guide you. Yes, it will. My friend, you say, preacher, I thought the Lord guided me. He does through his word. Can I ask you something? My friend, can I ask you something? The Bible says that the judgment, the books shall be open. Books being plural. My friend, can I ask you something? Does that right there ever judge you? My friend, does that ever judge you? You know why some people don't read that? They don't like what it says about them. Thank God. Thank God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't read it sometime. I don't like what it says about me. My friend, but thank God it's the truth. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know. My friend, I don't know. Brethren, the Bible says here. Let me see if I can find it. My friend, right quick. If I don't, it'll bother me and you both. My friend, I think I can find it right quick. My friend, a lot of folks never read long enough to get the answer. Did you know that? That's what I was going to tell you a while ago. I have a lot of questions. My friend, I get in the Word of God, I have a lot of questions. My friend, and I asked a lot of questions. My first Bible that I started with, my friend, I give it to my oldest daughter. My friend, and I used to write in it a good bit. now, friend, I'd ride in the columns over her. Out now, friend, and I wrote a lot of things. And I remember this one thing that I wrote, and I couldn't remember where I wrote it. Out now, friend, but I remember right. Out now, friend, and I told her, been a couple of years now, I said, can I have that Bible back just a little bit? Out now, friend, I'm going to go through. Out now, friend, I want to see. You know what? Out now, friend, I did. Out now, friend, I got it, and I opened it up, and I got the reading, and I had a comment here, and I had a question here, and I was full of questions. Out now, friend, I was just full of questions. You know what? Out now, friend, when I read them questions, I said, well, what does that mean? Just what does that mean? Out now, friend, I asked the question, just what did it mean? Out now, friend, why did I ask the question? Out now, friend, I don't know if you like it or not. You think I'm crazy. Out now, friend, but listen to me. Listen to me. Out now, friend, I might have the wrong chapter, verse, or book or something, but I think. Out now, friend, I think. Out now, friend, the 33rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. Out now, friend, says, hear ye that are afar off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. Listen to it. My friend, he said, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? My friend, and who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? My friend, both of them are questions. My friend, he asked the question, the writer of Isaiah. My friend, yes sir, he said, who among us, my friend, shall dwell with the devouring fire? My question, and who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? My friend, 14th verse, I think. My friend, I might be right. 14th verse. My friend, it said fearfulness had come upon them that was in Zion. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And them who had company, what? And had surrounded, surprised. He said, fearfulness has surprised, my friend, the hypocrites. Who among us is going to dwell with the devouring fire? My friend, and who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? My friend, brother, you would think. Brother, I've heard people say, my friend, and I've heard it preached, my friend. Preacher, that's talking about hell. My friend, brethren, it amazes me why people don't read on. My friend, it amazes me whether you have it or not. My friend, the answers to most questions are just in the next few verses. Yes, sirree. My friend, yes, sirree. And much, much to my surprise. My friend, much, much to my surprise. My friend, I heard a man one night. My friend, it was not very long. My friend, I read this scripture. Yes, sir. Glory. My friend, I read this scripture and I had a question. I said, who in the world are you talking about? My friend, and then I began just to read on. My friend, he told me, he said, right there she answered. Yeah, right there she answered. My friend, I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My friend, in a matter of weeks, I hadn't heard anybody, my friend, preach on that scripture. My friend, never had heard a man preach on that scripture. night, friend, they was having revival out Pleasant Valley. That night, friend, the tornado had come through about a month and a half before their revival. That night, friend, and it messed up all their buildings. That night, friend, yes, sir, they couldn't get in the building. That night, friend, it tore it up. It didn't tear it all down, but it tore it up. That night, friend, tore it up to the place you couldn't get in. Anyway, and they was having revival outside. Under tents. That night, friend, and they had a well-known preacher preaching. Yes, sir, it is pretty well-known. I've heard him preach many a time. That night, friend, I've been in meeting with him before. That night, friend, I didn't know a whole lot about him. That night, friend, he got up this particular night that I went. That night, friend, and he read that scripture right there that I read to you. That night, friend, and he got to talking about them that was going to dwell. That night, friend, in the eternal fire. That night, friend, talking about that of hell. That night, friend, yes, sir, that's what he preached. That night, friend, and I, that night, friend, I sat there during the whole thing. That night, friend, and I thought, well, that ain't what the Lord showed me. That night, friend, I couldn't help it. That night, friend, I just couldn't get in there with him. That night, friend, I couldn't. He made it a point. He drove it home. That night, friend, it sounds reasonable if you read it. That night, friend, it sounds real reasonable. That night, friend, don't it? Who among us is going to dwell with a devouring fire? That night, friend, and who among us is going to dwell with the everlasting burnings? That night, friend, he said everlasting burnings. That night, friend, listen to me. That night, friend, listen to me. On the surface, my friend, it sounds real good. That night, friend, it's about like Lucifer, and I'll still preach it, Gary. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That night, friend, I ain't picking on Gary. Gary knows. That night, friend, I know what he told me. That night, friend, thank God, he knows what I believe. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, about Lucifer. I'll let that lay. That night, friend, but listen to me. That night, friend, he asked two questions, folks. That night, friend, where in the world's all this come from? I ain't got a clue. I ain't even thought about this scripture for Lord knows how long. That night, friend, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Did you hear that? Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. That night, friend, go back to the 13th verse. That night, friend, hear ye that are far off. That night, friend, what I have done. And ye that are near, acknowledge my might. That's the 13th verse. Then he says here, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with a devouring fire? Question. And my friend, and who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Question. My friend, question. The 15th verse, I want you to listen to the answer. My friend, because he gives you the answer. My friend, it says he. My friend, he that walketh righteously. Who among us? My friend's going to dwell with a devouring fire. My friend, and who among us is going to dwell with the everlasting burnings? My friend, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. He that despises the gain of oppressions. That shaketh his hands from holding of bribes. That stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood. And shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He he that's upright, my friend. He's the one that shall dwell, my friend, with the everlasting burning. My friend, he it is that will dwell with the devouring fire. My friend, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Listen, thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. My friend, listen. Listen. My friend can't see. My friend shall see his beauty. My friend, and they shall behold of the land that is very far off. Thank the good Lord. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, so I find according to the word. My friend, him that doeth uprightly. My friend, him that walketh uprightly. My friend, brother, his pavilion or his help is in the rocks. My friend, can I say rock? Yes, sir, he's the rock of my salvation. My friend, is he not? You say, preacher, I still don't understand. My friend, can I ask you something? My friend, I've said this for years on end. My friend, and I still believe it. My friend, brethren, everlasting life. My friend, eternal. My friend, eternal life. My friend, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, my friend, but have what everlasting life. My friend, is that not right? My friend, is that not a promise? Yes, sir. Isaiah told him, he said, hear what is far off. My friend, it ain't here yet. My friend, but it's coming. Yes, sir. My friend, did you know the fire? My friend, the Bible says, John spoke up and John said, I indeed baptize thee. My friend, with water. He said, but there's one coming mightier than I, whose shoe latchets I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize thee with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you don't think there's something burning in your heart? My friend Jeremiah said, my friend, he said, I'll hush. He said, I'm not going to speak no more in the name of the Lord. I'll not speak his word any longer. My friend, he went on, he said, it burned in my bosom. Yes, sir, it burned in my bosom. My friend, brother, who shall dwell in the everlasting burnings? My friend, everlasting burnings. My friend, I believe the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, whichever one you want to call it. My friend, I believe they are eternal. My friend, Isaiah. My friend, Isaiah. Can I read you something? My friend, can I read you something this morning? My friend, don't ask me, folks. My friend, don't ask me where all my friend, some of this is coming from. I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, there's some things, my friend, that me and you both need to get a hold of. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. my friend Hill. Listen, he says, my friend, he says, for every battle of war, of the warrior, my friend, is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Yes, sir. This battle shall be with burning, my friend, and fuel of fire. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, if you don't know where it's at. My friend, I want you to listen. My friend, who in the world's he talking about? My friend, well, read it. My friend, he says, for unto us, this is I just read you the 5th verse. My friend, this is the 6th verse. My friend, remember, he says, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born. My friend, unto us a son is given. My friend, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. My friend, we believe that verse, don't we? My friend, what are we going to do with the 5th verse? My friend, yes, sir, this shall be with burning and with fuel of fire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You listen. My friend, I didn't make this stuff up. My friend, I ain't got it wrote down. I probably got some scripture wrote down in this book on pieces of paper. My friend, you're more than welcome to get this Bible. My friend, you look through it front to back. I ain't got it written, my friend, in no form nor fashion. I do have verses wrote down on pages, my friend, little white pages, my friend, and I'll tell you after the Lord finishes me with them, I'll go back to them, and I can't even remember what in the world I preached on. My friend, why, preacher, I don't know where I believe that or not. My friend, and I'll be quite frank with you, I guarantee you, when I leave here today, they ain't no way I can repeat this one. They might be a second dose somewhere. My friend, but it'd just be a second dose, all I can tell you. My friend, yes. So his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And that's something, my friend, for you to study anyway. My friend, he said, the 7th verse. He said, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Oh, yes, yes, glory. My friend, there ain't going to be no end. My friend, to the kingdom of God, nor the kingdom of heaven. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. My friend, he said the same thing. He said, there ain't no end to that. My friend, didn't he write in one place that there'd never be my friend, the vacancy. My friend, on the throne of David. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. Well, preacher, it's vacant now. Well, if you look at it just physically, my friend, you could probably say that. My friend, but I'm going to tell you, there's one sitting on the throne of David. He's established it. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, listen to me. He says to order it, let me back up, the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it, my friend, with judgment and justice, from henceforth, even forever. Listen, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. My friend, the Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, folks, there ain't no end to this kingdom. My friend, there ain't no end to the increase of this government. My friend, and I want you to know there's one that's sitting on the throne. My friend, and it'll never be vacant. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, he's able to give life and he's able to take it. Yes, he is, and not only in this world. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Didn't he tell him over in one place? He said, fear not him that can destroy body. My friend, but you'd rather fear him that can destroy both body and soul and cast it into the lake of fire. My friend, I want y'all to hear me. My friend, brethren, I'm not saying this morning that there's not an everlasting fire. That there's not an eternal lake of fire. My friend, I'm not saying that. Don't you leave here saying that. Brother Randy down there preaching there ain't no such thing as hell. I ain't said that. My friend, and I ain't preached that. My friend, I can tell you what the scripture says. It said, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. He said, on such the second death hath no power. My friend, no sir. No sir, I'm going to read you a verse. My friend, also about that second death. You say, preacher, my friend, they just too much for me to keep up with. Well, get forgotten. Yeah. My friend, I don't care if you write things down. My friend, I have to write it down. Then when I go back and look at it, still don't know what it all means. My friend, you think it's bad to write it down. It's sure enough bad to write it down. Then you don't know what it means no way. No, sir. y'all think I'm just joking. My friend, but I'm not joking a bit in this world. My friend, yes, sir, and I got that old Bible out. My friend, and I wrote something in a place, and I asked a question, what end? My friend, what end? That was it's in the New Testament somewhere, I don't remember. Right offhand, right, but I can't tell you it's on the right-hand side of the page. My friend, that ain't in this Bible. My friend, they changed editions down through the years. Yes, they did. I learned out of a different one. My friend, my kids give me this on Father's Day when I was up here last time. My friend, they give me that Bible right there. My friend, I got it home, I got to reading, I said, something's wrong. Because I get to look at my scripture and it wasn't on the left-hand side of the page. My friend, I get over there, I don't remember what chapter it is. I don't remember what verse it is. Very few can I name chapter and verse. I don't try to learn that. But I do learn where it's on the right-hand side, where it's on the left-hand side, where it's on the left page or right page, or whether it's top or bottom. That's the extent of my knowing where scripture is. My friend, and I can get my book if I have to improve it. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And this took me 15, 16 years in this Bible right here, and I still can't find scripture. My friend, pull that old one up, my friend. There it is. There it is. I learned too much out of that old one. My friend, the old edition, the older edition than this one. My friend, I thought I was seeing things. Hell, man, let me get on. My friend, I'm going to read you a verse. My friend, yes, sir. I'm going to read you a verse. My friend, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. My friend, on such the second death hath no power. My friend, you listen to me. You listen to me. Who among us, my friend, going to dwell in the everlasting burnings? My friend, who among us, my friend, is going to dwell with the devouring fire? My friend, brother, you let the Spirit of God get on you and you see what you do. My now, friend, see if you don't get on fire. Out now, friend. Boy, preacher, I get where I can't talk, huh? It don't matter. Where you can open your mouth or not. Out now, no, sir. No, sir. Out now, friend, brother. I've been blessed a lot of times, never said a word. Haven't you? Yes, sir. Out now, friend. Old Danny got so full this morning, he couldn't hardly talk. Yeah. Out now, friend. Why, preacher? I don't know where it works that way or not. Well, you'll try it sometime. Glory to God. Out now, friend. Who amongst us? Out now, friend, going to dwell with that everlasting burning? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? It's not us that do it, folks. It's not us that does it. I remember when I first started out, I didn't preach long messages. Kathy tells me sometimes, she said, I wish you preached like you used to. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't ask the Lord how I was going to preach. I went and called me to preach. No, sirree. I don't know. I was asked that question by a Sunday school teacher one Sunday morning. If I'm not mistaken, I still got it. My friend right here, I still got it. Why? And I believe it says, why do preachers preach like we do? Yeah, the teacher, her students asked her down at the church I was pastor and said, Randy, says, how and why preachers preach like they do? And they want me to come down there and explain it to them. Yeah. Explain it to them how we preach like we preach. Yes, sir. I doubt they know very much more than they did when I went down there. No, sir. Preacher, what'd you tell them? Well, when it's all said and done, I said, I ain't got no clue. Yes, sir. I said, I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why. I didn't have a desire, didn't have a want to. It wasn't one of them. I've heard people say they about to preach like somebody else. I've never desired that. I never have desired that. I'm thankful for that. I really am. I'm thankful for that. It don't have to be all. Friend, sweaty. I tell you, I'll be honest with you. My friend, I'd rather stay cool and calm. Glory to God. Yes, sir. It's some of them old preachers can get up there and just spit it out. Friend, brethren, I mean, it's got something behind it. You know what I mean? It's got something behind it. Friend, them not break a sweat. Yes, sir. And I said, I wonder how it works like that. Yes, sir. I ain't figured that now. Friend, no, sir. This is how I got to do it. This is me. Friend, brethren, I'll tell you something. I ain't as young as I used to be. Friend, I don't get over my preaching in a day like I used to. Friend, no, I don't. Brethren, if I can find it right quick, I'm going to read you a verse. Friend, I know the verse, and I could quote it, my friend, just as sure as I'm standing here, but I, for some reason, my friend, it's left me. Yes, sir, I might not read it to you. My friend, if I can remember, my friend, if I can remember, don't know altogether. My friend, but the Bible says, and it does say, and it preaches, and it teaches this. My friend, if I can just find it. I said all that a while ago, my friend, just to let you know, I still look for things, my friend, on certain side of the page. My friend, and in this book, it just sometimes it ain't there. Oh, my friend, sometimes it just ain't there. My friend, but I'll do the best I can with what I got. My now, friend, you say, preacher, preacher, and now, friend, why do men, and now, friend, I've read this, I know I quoted this unto you, and now, friend, it says they, the second death, hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him, and my friend, 1,000 years. And my friend, I know what y'all, and my friend, what a lot of folks say about all this. And my friend, and I know what some things are talking about. And my friend, and I might not find it. It'll just be one of them that I won't find. I'll find it later. And my friend, if I could get all the words to it, I'd know a little more about it, but maybe I don't. And my friend, anyway, it tells you what is the second death. And my friend, it says this is the second death. And my friend, do y'all know where that's at? And my friend, the first part's what I want. And my friend, get a hold of. And my friend, I thought I knowed where it was at, but I really don't. Evidently, I can't find it and I can't see. My friend, too good this morning. Now, I don't know. I know it's been strange. I know it's been different. My friend, this morning, and I know that we've, my friend, we didn't get into our class, I don't guess, like we should have. My friend, but nonetheless, I appreciate being here today. My friend, I really do. There's some things, brethren, that I'd like for you to lay hold of, and that there's some things, my friend, that the Lord himself, my friend, would like for me and you to lay hold of. They most certainly are. They most certainly are. I ain't going to be satisfied till I find that verse. My friend. 2014. In other words, I just didn't read. I just didn't read no. That's one of them, but there is another one. My friend, there is another one, if I'm not mistaken. My friend, well, no. He said, and I saw. Let me go back to the 11th verse. I'm going to go back to the 11th verse. The chapter 20, my friend, the 6th verse is the one that I've quoted to you. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Then he goes on and says, on such the second death hath no power. The 11th verse in the same chapter, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, for whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no place for them. He said, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And my friend, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And my friend, I don't believe the scripture lies to you. And my friend, I really don't. You say, preacher, I thought the second death is when I died. And my friend, again, there's a lot of folks believe that. And my friend, there's a lot of folks say that. Now, my friend, all I can tell you is what this book says. And my friend, all I can preach to you is what this book says. And my friend, and this book says, of those that was cast into the lake of fire, this is the second death. And my friend, brethren, now the second death hath no power over us. And my friend, no sir. The second death hath no power over us. And my friend, because we've had part in the first resurrection. And my friend, so listen, can I tell you something? The night I got saved, my friend, I don't know altogether. And my friend, how this works, I don't know altogether. And my friend, I wasn't raised in a Baptist church. I wasn't raised under preaching. And my friend, like we have, and I wouldn't talk some of the things that the Baptist was taught and heard all their life. And my friend, but I can tell you something. The night that I got saved, ain't my friend, brethren, I know one thing. Ain't my friend, I know if I died in the condition I was in, I'd bust hell wide open. Now, that was my fear. Ain't my friend, that was my fear. Ain't my friend, I don't know altogether. I didn't know altogether. I didn't know how to pray. Ain't my friend, I didn't know what to say. I know the Lord was dealing with me, and I knowed I was troubled, and I knowed and I feared in my heart that this was the last opportunity I'd ever had. My friend, that's what I felt. My friend, but the most thing that I feared was dying and going to hell. My friend, I did not want to die and go to hell. My friend and brethren, that's the reason I went. My friend, now I cannot tell you what I prayed outside of the fact I did ask the Lord to save me. My friend, now I don't know. I did not shout. I did not get up with anything except a testimony. My friend, and my testimony was that the Lord saved me. My friend, that's all I said. My friend, you know what? That's what he done. When you really think about it, my friend, that's exactly what he done. My friend, he saved me. Now, I can tell you from that point on, there's something, my friend, changed. My friend, there's something changed in me. And I can tell you one thing that I remember distinctively. My friend, I never did have another fear of dying and going to hell. No, sir. No, sir. I never did dread. My friend, I never did. You say, preacher, you ain't doubted. I didn't say I didn't doubt. My friend, but I'll say this. When I did doubt, it didn't last long. Why is that? Well, I guess it's because I saved. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, the old devil can get you to doubt. He can get you to do a lot of things, but you're going to have to let him. Yes, sir. You're going to have to let him. My friend, but brethren, I want you to realize this morning, I'll bring my remarks to a close. My friend, I don't know where we go from here, what you gonna do. My friend, I really don't. My friend, I can't help it. My friend, I can't help it. I had no intentions. My friend, you just wouldn't believe me. My friend, you just wouldn't believe me. My friend, you. No, sir. I left the house this morning. I was pretty low. My friend, I had nothing. My friend, I had nothing. I just thought, well, my friend, we make it through Sunday school, we'll figure out something. Hell yeah. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. I'm honest as I can be. My friend, I just had nothing. I bred and I've studied, but there wasn't nothing stick. My friend, it just wouldn't stick. I was just hearing yonder. And I guess the way that I preach, I've been hearing yonder. And I ain't read none of what I was hearing yonder. No, sir. But you just think about it this morning. Just think about it. Brethren, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Except at the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's nothing in this world, brethren, that'll satisfy the soul of man except that of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I cannot tell you how all this works. I can't. I can't tell you, brethren, how to get saved. I can pray for you, and I can pray that the Lord will open up your understanding, your spiritual understanding. And there is such a thing. And the Bible tells you there is such a thing. Yeah. Now, for a lot of folks, this is just plumb foolish. You know it. It's just foolish.
I got some old boys that I work with down there. And I got a couple of them. One of them's fairly new. He ain't been there too long. But that man, for whatever reason, he has a little bit of respect for me. But I've been around him enough to know he got a pretty loose tongue. You know what I mean? He talked pretty rough sometimes. But you know what? When he's around me, he don't do it. I ain't told him that. I hadn't talked to him, brother. I hadn't gone on to him, brother. But every now and again, the Lord knows how to open up the door. And him and one of his buddies was talking the other day, and his buddy told me, he said, "Randy, I've been around him a little bit more. He knows," but he said, "Randy," he said, "I want you to know," he said, "now I don't know why people say this about me," he said, "but I have a tendency to tell them what I think down there where he lives. Anyway," he said, "they call me the Antichrist." And he made sure, he said, "I don't want you to think bad of him." He said, "that's what they think." I said, his name's Alan. I said, "Alan," I said, "I'm going to give you a website." I said, "you probably ain't going to like it." And I said, "you tune in sometime." I said, "just tune in sometime." I said, "you don't know what kind of preacher I am." I said, "I'd like for you to know. Huh? I'd like for you to know. Well, preacher, he's the Antichrist. I ain't worried about that. That don't bother me." Had a man tell me when they elected Obama, said, if he'd have been blonde-headed and blue-eyed, he'd have been the Antichrist. I thought to myself, my stars, we done got a blonde-headed Antichrist. There ain't no telling what people come up with. You know what? I'm done. Y'all can have service now.
Bless the Lord.